Chapter 60. Hector Holdfast took the stage at the Global Artificial Intelligence Network, or GAIN, conference in New York. This was the first conference of its kind that brought together many of the world's leaders in technology, government regulation, and venture capital to talk about artificial intelligence and how humans should adapt to it in the months and years to come. There was a thunderous round of applause. He was no stranger to the limelight, having spent half his career posing for his paparazzi and the entourage who were paid to capture every great moment of his life. Today, he was the headliner guest for the event. Everyone wanted to know about Gaia and his involvement with the project. Speaking into the microphone, Hector began his speech. "Thank you all for being here today," he began. "I am so thrilled to be here amongst you and to share my thoughts on the future of artificial intelligence. I am sure many of you have heard of the various fears concerning AI, the dangers that some people believe AI will bring to our future. I am here to tell you that these fears are unfounded. AI has the potential to revolutionize our world and make our lives better." At this point, Hector paused and smiled. He wanted the crowd to know that he was not trying to be dismissive, but rather that he was being realistic about the situation. His words were met with a wave of applause. He continued, "Unfortunately, there are some people who have a lot to gain from regulation, who are being duplicitous because they have a stake in their own AI engines that they want to protect. We cannot allow this to happen." He went on to explain that there is a vast difference between AI in the movies, such as the Terminator films, and what is really possible. He clarified that while AI has the potential to do a variety of things, it is not, nor is it likely ever to be, capable of wreaking the havoc seen in the movies. We must also understand that the term hallucinations used to describe AI-generated results is just a temporary glitch. We are working on ironing out this issue and making sure that AI-generated information is as accurate as possible. Hector then spoke on the risks of AI. He stressed that while there are risks associated with any technology, those risks are quite minimal when compared to the boundless opportunities that AI can provide. AI can help us predict the future, make sure that our infrastructure is better and more resilient, and provide us with knowledge that we could never have access to without its help. AI can also be used to automate tasks, saving us time and money. "Remember, my friends, with AI, we have everything to gain," he shouted triumphantly, leaning into the new slogan of the conference. At this point, Hector began to wrap up his speech. He emphasized that he was proud to be a part of the GAIN team and reiterated that he believed in the power of AI to revolutionize the world. He finished by thanking everyone for their time, and the audience erupted in applause. Hector paused and breathed in deep as he scanned the crowd. "My job is done here," he thought proudly to himself. "Hopefully all the whiners shut their traps about regulate this, regulate that for a while, so that I can use Gaia to get to the bottom of who's taking out the members of the Plutonian Council." He paused a few more moments and soaked up the admiration of the crowd and the roar of the applause. "Anything's possible now," he gloated to himself as he pivoted from the stage and left the crowd clapping after his shadow as it lengthened when he approached the lights surrounding the curtain.